Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We continue to cover the US election, and certainly it is, hold on a minute. Well, Fox have just called it. They are saying Donald Trump sitting with 277 to 226, and of course only 270 is needed. So according to Fox News, and they of course would be one of the earlier ones to call it, but they are calling it already. But there seems very, very little doubt, even with to the Democrat commentators that we've been speaking to throughout the morning. There's very, very little doubt that Donald Trump and the Republicans are taking this election, and not just by a small margin. It certainly seems like a very, very significant win. Joining us this morning is Gedalia Bloom. He's the co-founder, senior partner at Heartland Initiative. So we were going to talk to you about the impact of the various candidates, but that seems a little bit immaterial now, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it certainly does. And Howard, thank you so much for having me on. I wish I was sitting with you like I was earlier in the year.
Absolutely. It's really fascinating now, because there was generally, from everything we could tell, significantly more support from Americans living in Israel for Donald Trump over Kamala Harris. What would be expected now? What do we think is likely to happen?
Well, the better question was, could be what would be expected if it wasn't Trump right now,
okay,
winning, if it was Kamala Harris. And I think that what we could expect, and it's not necessarily Israel-centered, but what would China do right now in the South China Sea? What would they be doing in Taiwan? What would the Russians be doing in Western Europe? What would Iran be doing even further with their proxies? And what would North Korean troops be doing right now while they're sitting on the border of Ukraine in Russian territory, just waiting for the green light from Putin to go into Ukraine? I don't think people really understand the depths of what this election really means, not for America, not for the economy, not for anything but the world order. And I think that when you see a great power like the United States sit down and take a nap on the beach, as Joe Biden often did during his presidency, and we haven't actually heard from him in months already, when the cat's away, the mouse will play. And that's exactly, America is an empire. They're getting involved in too many wars. It's that, you know what? There's never good policy when it comes to foreign policy. There's always the least of the evils. And when it comes to America being involved in a lot of these conflicts around the world, it can't be replaced by anybody else. It's not going to be replaced by Israel, by Ukraine, by France, nobody. And when America is not engaged on a global scale, you'll see Russia going into Ukraine with North Korean troops. You'll see China going into Taiwan. You'll see Iran, developing their nuclear weapon. And right now it's giving all of us hope in Israel that this cultural war, this war of this new world order we've been seeing very dark days in the last 4 years. We didn't know where it was going to go, but now we're starting to see some daylight.
Trump has made many comments about this war needs to end, and it needs to be done by the time I get in there. We also know that towards the end of his last presidency, he and Netanyahu had a very uneasy relationship. What can we anticipate in terms of that now?
Well, I mean, if Trump was in office, 12 months ago, and he said the same thing, the war needs to end right away, then the war would have ended. I mean, Israel would have done everything it needed to do. Unfortunately, Biden, for the last 12 months, has been, after the first grazing period of empathy and sympathy and horror, they ended up taking their plastic ties and wrapping it around our hands, tying our hands to our legs. and essentially telling us what to do and what not to do. And, you know, Congress, who is, you know, staunch supporters of Israel historically, you know, on the Republican side and even Democrats, has always been supporting Israel and passing bills for a military aid. And Biden administration has been slow rolling this aid and the weapons. So when Trump says, let's get this over fast, I'm hoping, of course, nobody could really guess what's really in his mind. I don't even think he can. But what I'm hoping he's saying is, Israel, you know what to do. You're a smart nation. You have a moral army. You have, you know, just do what you need to do and just get it over with. You know, it's like pull the Band-Aid off and just get it done.
Just do it. Is there a period that between these administrations that Israel could be a little bit more vulnerable, for example? I mean, we know that the specter of an Iranian reprisal is very real. And but now between administrations, how much of a concern is that for Israel?
So the Biden administration, to their credit, has brought a lot of assets, military assets, to the region. And they've been bringing them over since the Hamas-Israeli war started to kind of put Hezbollah on hold and put Iran on hold. They're not aggressive. They're not doing much against them, but just their presence is telling. And that, to me, shows that the Biden administration for the next 2 months is not going to abandon Israel to that point. But I do see that our enemies, the Iranian regime, the Chinese regime, even Putin, is now probably most likely sitting there on their throne, you know, in their cabinet meeting, saying, "What are we going to do now? Are we going to just go all out? Because we only have 2 months." You know, because we're going to pass the Rubicon. We're not going to be able to get back from this, because we know that when Trump gets into office, that we're going to have to pay the piper. Like, he's not going to be another Biden. He's not going to be, you know, deactivated. He's going to be very much involved. And so what I'm hoping is that for the next 2 months, the Biden administration is able to hold back our enemies until Trump gets in, and then he'll start putting proper pressure on China, on Russia, on Iran. And even if, again, I think, I don't know about Russia and China, but as far as Iran is concerned, we've seen that they're pretty much a paper tiger, and they're a weak nation. Their core military, the Revolutionary Guards, is in the tens of thousands, but their general military is easily to be flipped. You know, they're not the ideologues. And so if the regime sees that their time is over and they sprint to their nuclear weapons in order to have their end of days moment, then I think Israel could take action as far as, you know, today, tomorrow. I think the Biden administration will certainly back up Israel. They won't give us weapons, but if it happens under the Trump administration, I think that they would definitely be involved in any operation.
That is where we do need to leave it. Fascinating conversation. Gedalia Blum, thank you. Co-founder and senior partner at Heartland Initiative, talking about what a Trump presidency would mean for the United States.